Wintertime Equine Nutrition, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. While impressively stout, yet entirely fragile, horses require a great level of care, especially as it relates to their nutrition over the winter. Many horse owners may not realize they actually need to feed horses differently in the wintertime than they do in the summertime. I talked with Valley Vet spokesperson Amy Robinson about a horse's thermoneutral zone.
So David, if it's okay, I'd like to go ahead and I'd like to give a direct quote to Dr. Jimmy Nichols with Stride Animal Health. So Dr. Nichols said, the first thing that I think is important for everyone to understand is a term that sounds a little bit intimidating, thermoneutral zone. This is basically the temperature outside in which a horse can maintain their own core body temperature without having to exert any extra effort to regulate either their heat loss or their heat gain. So what she goes on to talk about is that a horse's average thermoneutral zone in the United States is anywhere between 40 degrees and 80 degrees. And that's going to mean that horses near that low end of their thermoneutral zone, they're going to have to use extra energy, thus extra calories to maintain their heat.
Amy said that to identify whether your horse is outside of their thermoneutral zone, you want to pay attention to whether or not they're using any natural defenses to that cold weather. Shivering, standing with the tail to the wind, and seeking shelter. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.